This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, what is the nature of healing? Well, who better to ask than our good friend Roseanne Lindsay, also president of the National Health Freedom Coalition, and we've got the big United States Health Freedom Congress. You're all are invited. It's coming up next week, and we'll hope to see you there. And Roseanne is back, and we talked, last week? You started an article series, like one, two, or three parter, and we're going to go into, I think it's part two or three at this point, that it's ecstatic. I'm ecstatic because you mentioned the Hegelian dialectic.
Oh, yeah. This is, well, it could be a part three. It's actually a separate from the two-part series that I talked about. Was the invasion. We talked originally about the invasion of the cell and how it relates to an invasion of a nation. This is slightly a little bit different. This kind of sets the stage for that because maybe it's a prequel, I guess you could say, because it asks the question, what is duality why might we need to know what duality is in order to transcend it if we're not happy in our current situation?
Nice. Now, before we do the deep dive into that, a superficial, if we will, topical thing that really struck me this week, maybe you heard me talking about it. It's like I went to air the other day. Just before I went to air, I heard this whole thing about a Roseanne Barr tweet, right, that was supposedly racist and this, and then people were just losing their minds over it. Now, I know not everybody, but in terms of what we have our finger on the pulse of media and how people interpret what's happening. And I just was like, you know what? You got time to worry about whether a celebrity, whether you like or don't like, you know, has an offensive tweet, a comedic tweet perhaps, then you're very low on the survival scale if that really gets to you in that way. You know, that you know, there are real issues that I think are important, of course, and I'm not meaning to say that there's nothing right or wrong about being offended. I think you don't have a right not to be offended, but it just struck me that how manipulated the population is. It was one of those things that was real obvious to me. It's like, this is very superficial, or is it just me not seeing it right?
No, I mean, when I heard Roseanne's name all over the place, I'm thinking, okay, that's not me.
No.
But yeah, it's interesting how they put this out in the media and everybody's supposed to glom on to one side or another. And that's what they're doing. It's all a distraction.
Yeah.
It's to take us away from something more important that we should be looking at. And so that's what, you know, this article is about. It's showing us, like, pay attention to what is happening. Look at the bigger picture. Don't get bogged down in these details because it's a trap. And this dynamic of opposites is really where we're always comparing things to one another and contrasting everything. It's really about a separation of the mind. So it's all based on perception that we're fed by the media, by government, the educational system to create this reality that we find ourselves in. We play a part in it every time we accept that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this contrasts of right versus wrong, beginning versus end, living versus dead, self versus other. And it's really about how we separate ourselves from nature. I always go back to nature because that's how we can see what the not the opposite, but the how we can transcend duality is by going back to nature.
I love that. By the way, Roseanne's book is fantastic. It's Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet, and that, you know, indicates what? The microcosm and the macrocosm, how the same laws apply, you know, way out there in the big world as they do inside the world. We attempt here on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years to point out that these principles are, you know, they're not exceptions to the rule. If you come across what you perceive to be an exception to the rule, it tends to lead to a deeper understanding of a rule you weren't sure or didn't know existed. And yet, you know, as we talk about maybe superficial distractions under this Hegelian dialectic, again, this is, you have a thesis, you have an antithesis, and then a synthesis. And it's not like necessarily they're describing an internal process so much as an externally controlled process where you become the effect of some kind of emotionally charged event, like the Roseanne Barr tweet. And then the reaction to that perhaps is, this other comedian, Samantha Bee, she's got this show called Full Frontal, and she calls Ivanka Trump a feckless C-word, right? Really? I mean, you're talking offensive language. I mean, and, you know, on that hand, well, no big deal. Not, you know, you're not going to get fired. You're not going to lose your show. So, again, it drives people bonkers, right? The cognitive dissonance, and certainly as it applies one way or another, but I think it's by design. I mean, this is the way you can get people into an emotional state where they are easily manipulated into doing things that are probably not in their best interest, but you fed their emotional body that they're hooked.
Yes. And you call it, you know, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I call it problem, reaction, solution. It's, mm-hmm, they're creating a problem, fomenting a reaction, which is, like you said, anger or some kind of emotion, sympathy. And then you provide a solution. It's all by design, as you say. So this guy named Hegel, mm-hmm, where the Hegelian dialectic comes from, was a 19th century school teacher. And he said that our nature is based in conflict and that in order to come to this unified spiritual state, we have to go through this conflict. But 200 years later, whatever his good intentions were, that we have not found that resolution from conflict. And in fact, we are, in his effort to create unity, he's created uniformity, or he's led us, mm-hmm, to create uniformity, which is not at all unity. It's almost the opposite, really. So it's a conflict that we're continuing to create by using this model of the Hegelian dialectic. And it's what expresses this reductionist medical view, mm, that we find ourselves in. It's not the holistic non-dual view. That's what we have left when we accept the dualistic view.
Do we perceive that leaving it behind is going beyond it, or is this just a limitation on language? You know, in a sense, I've said, what if they threw a war and nobody showed up to fight it, right? This idea that they tried to play you, they tried to sucker you into that emotional anger band or fear band, and then play you into some kind of synthesis or solution that is theirs, not yours. And they could probably pretend, you know, make you believe that it was yours. But at the same time, you end up more entwined and more enslaved to a system that is, again, maybe not of your own making. Maybe you've co-created it because you participated in it and agreed with it, but you were suckered. And it's like people don't want to wake up and realize, well, I was naive, right? There's an ego part of this. And for me, I'm happy to acknowledge, look, in my life, I've been suckered and I don't like it. And maybe there are layers I still haven't figured out, but I certainly like to point these things out for folks who are ready to hear it.
Well, yeah, you know, it's, I think we're led and misled to believing this. It's a belief system that we choose because we're not given the alternative. It's like when you go to see a medical doctor, you're not ever given an alternative, the holistic solution, because you're in a box and you have to come out of the box. But in order to come out of the box, you have to see the size of the box around you. So it's all perception, and people have to be aware of this perception. And so nature, if we see that nature is all around us, we open our eyes and see there is no duality. It's all in our heads. It's nature is a continuum where everything is rising and falling like temperature. You know, degrees on a temperature scale or waves in an ocean. There is no extreme or opposites in nature. There is no self versus other. There's no separation. There's no destruction unless there's also creation. So it's an evolutionary, you know, the cycle of birth, adaptation, death, and rebirth. And we have to choose this view. We have to choose that we see ourselves as nonlinear, without a beginning, without an end, and that we believe we're infinite beings with a temporary physical body. This is not a box. There is no box here. And that's how we transcend this duality. It's, we have to perceive that we're not duality.
Folks, you got to read this latest article by Roseanne Lindsay. It's over at natureofhealing.org. A number of other sites have published it as well. Transcending Duality Reality. I love that. Maybe we can make that into a song or a dance or something. But it's a great post there. And of course, Super Don loves it, because anytime I bring up the Hegelian dialectic, I think he like has an extra cup of coffee and excitement. So, no, it's fun to talk about these things too, because for me, it's very empowering. And I know if I could say the vast majority of the listening audience, if they're here consistently, they're not afraid of seeing maybe the things that they've been duped by. In fact, they're excited because, my gosh, they're waking up going, you know what? I do have the power to co-create my life, right? This concept that I'm a victim is no longer working for me. And I really do want to change. I really do want to transform. And, you know, I don't want to do this by force of threat of violence, right? And that's a different thing as well, that, you know, if you want to achieve change, the only way you can do it is through violent means to overthrow. And my argument has been, you know, don't do that, because they'll use that energy against you as well. Withdraw your energy, withdraw your consent, and then start doing something that preserves that which you are bringing into this world. And you know, you kind of get to mold it how you want to do it. I mean, is there a limit to that? You know, because we also live with other people, right? It's like, how do you live that selfless life and also be selfish for the reason that you're here?
Well, it's like you've talked about too, and I talk about in my book, is you have to love yourself first before you can love other people. You have to give yourself a priority. You have to make yourself top priority on the list, even though society tells us that's selfish. It's really self-love. And because you can't serve from an empty cup, what you're giving from an empty cup is zero, you know, so you have to fill that first. And with love, there's enough to go. I mean, it multiplies. It overflows. You will always have enough for yourself and for others, but you have to give yourself first. Otherwise, what you're doing is spreading an energy that is empty. So you call it love, but it's not really love. It's something else.
You know, abundance and then scarcity. Right? We do live in the worlds of duality, but yet simultaneously we have the capacity to live beyond them. And that's not only a fascinating concept, but putting it into practical terms. And Roseanne Lindsay's doing a great job helping us do that today. I'd love for you to reach out and, you know, see if you need a consultation with Roseanne. She's got a website, natureofhealing.org. It'll get you more information. And we're going to talk more about that and, of course, the upcoming U.S. Health Freedom Congress. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're talking with Roseanne Lindsay. She's talking about filling your cup up with that love yourself first concept. I know our friend the Doc of Detox talks about that all of the time. And, you know, it is a highly spiritual concept. And, you know, some people get caught up in the term spiritual or religious. I mean, I like you to be connected to what your passion, your mission is, your bliss, as you say. And maybe you could pull up a stool and pour a cup of bliss, whatever that is for you. But loving yourself first to get beyond this manipulation, because we live in a world where people love to manipulate other people. And, you know, Roseanne, you live this life long enough, you start seeing through this. But is it, you know, how would you say, how is it that we can get beyond the patterns, let's say, that have been set up, you know, that we fall prey time and time again to people that say, oh, well, you know, this time, again, Lucy and the football and Charlie Brown, we're not going to pull the football away. You can kick it. It'll be good. And then they do it again. And you had that choice to go, you know what? I'm not showing up for this game anymore.
Well, okay, if we continue to talk, you know, in terms of duality, non-duality, mm-hmm. we could say that, you know, there is no good or bad. There's only perception. Mm-hmm. So that our experiences we are here for the experience of duality. We should accept that, but also know that we're here for a purpose to go through this. So these contrasting energies of light and dark, ecstasy and depression, they help us generate the spark that feeds creativity for the whole self, for the soul growth. So we're both energy and matter, and we can't really experience any part of ourselves without experiencing the complete self. So we have to go through these contrasts. So there's ego, which we need as a filter for living in this physical reality. We need our ego. We shouldn't condemn it. But there's also this other unseen part called the spirit. And so we have to work both in balance, and that's what nature shows us how to do. And then we can appreciate, when we can appreciate our shadows, we can move out of them, but we have to see them first. And so I like to say that, you know, if you look at the bigger picture, we're these individuals here, beings, you know, in these bodies, so we can experience all this, but we're also these expressions of consciousness at a soul, spiritual level. And so we're here for this experience of consciousness, knowing itself.
Yes.
So we've forgotten this essence of who we are, but we are here to recall that essence.
Roseanne, as much as I'd like some days to curse like the stuff that's happening, right? You know, we talk about we could be very angry. I mean, there's some brutal, ugly things that happen on this planet. And, you know, whether it be, you know, the abuse of children or our elders, you know, medically or otherwise, you look at that and you go, my gosh, this is hard to make sense of. Yet, you know, I look at my life in terms of the hardships I may have had in their mind, that it's not better or worse than anybody else's, but they have taught me the things that are so valuable to me that allow me to communicate these things that I feel so impassioned to communicate. And some people seem to like to listen, and hopefully they'll go out and, you know, do their own thing with that information. So, you know, these Hegelian dialectic concepts that you brought out in your article, we've talked about the light and the dark, the opposites. They serve a purpose, ultimately. And, you know, it's an interesting place to go, you know what, yes, there is evil, or there are people who exhibit evil behavior, you know, however you want to manifest or describe that. Yet there's that freedom that we've been given to go through these horrific, horrific things to finally wake up and go, you know what, that's no longer needed. In fact, I want to help others to get out of it, although at the same time realizing that, you know, if somebody had helped me out of my problems too soon, even a moment too soon, I might not have learned what I needed to learn. That's kind of an interesting concept, too.
Yes, if we can start seeing that or learning that from a young age, we can go through this process much faster and reach that area where we need to be, where everything is more at peace. We'll find peace within ourselves, and that's what we'll experience around us. Because really, if everything is based on our perception, how we create things is based on our perception, all we need to do is look at what's around us, and if we don't like it, and see this pattern we don't want to perpetuate, we need to look at our own behavior. We need to look at our own assumptions about something, and then if we can change those assumptions, we can change the outcome, because the outcomes of our lives are created by us. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, we have to realize we need to take responsibility for those assumptions and those belief systems that we're partially creating our lives here.
Well, and of course, it feels better ultimately than pointing, you know, those fingers elsewhere and then always ending up in the same place. And you scratch your head and go, what's the common denominator here? We're talking with Roseanne Lindsay, her book, Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. Really awesome stuff. Check it out, natureofhealing.org. All the show notes are up, and there's links to this at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back with more discussion with Roseanne Lindsay after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this weekend, I'll look forward to seeing y'all on Sunday up in Michigan, Detroit, for the Treating Cancer with Cannabis Conference, a one-day event. I'll be broadcasting live as well as speaking a little about some of the nutritional things you need to consider if you're on any kind of cancer therapy, holistic, allopathic, or integrating the two. So that's coming up. Links are up in the show notes. Other upcoming events we've just added in the show notes. Just check it out at robertscottbell.com, including a link to my wonderful friend and guest, Roseanne Lindsay, and natureofhealing.org. The article that started our discussion today is called Transcending Duality Reality. And, you know, it just scratches the surface in so many ways, but it does go deep. And I would encourage you all to read it. And as I talked with Roseanne on the break, you know, it's not that you have to accept every word as gospel here, but, you know, let it stimulate you to look deeper into your own experience and take it out and, you know, do with it as you will. But for me, again, this is exciting to be able to talk about it in an open forum on radio like this and to bring it in conversationally. So hopefully it's not too threatening to folks about whatever belief system they have, or even confronting the, oh my gosh, I have been played by, you know, forces outside of me, and I no longer wish to be that.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk with you about this. And I think if people approach any circumstance or any challenge as an opportunity for growth, that's a great place to start because it puts them in control.
Mm-hmm. Well said, well said. So if we, well, you'll take this out into the real world, as we say, the real world. We've got events that happen all of the time, and the opportunities come and go to connect with other souls, and physically we, you know, come to these events. And like the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, for instance, next week, and that's going to be amazing. You don't have to be a voting member to participate. You can, you know, witness what's happening strategically. Maybe, you know, maybe you have insight you want to bring to those health freedom folks around from around the world, or maybe you want to learn from them. When we talk about these things in this way, it's a from my experience in the past few years at that event, it very much is like this. There's a lot of discussion that goes on. You try to take you out of the one person knows it all and everybody listens and just goes, okay, whatever you say. You know, it's a whole different way to interact.
Yeah, it brings leaders together, but we're all leaders when we step up to do something. So you can look at these people and say, wow, you know, I can emulate that maybe. But people like Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation, who attends the Codex meetings on an international level, he's going to be there speaking, you know, his truth for 20 minutes. Peter McCarthy from Texas Health Freedom Coalition here in the States, he's going to talk about his 13 years of legislative experience. Leo Cashman from Dental Amalgam Mercury Solutions, or DAMS, he's a founder of the Congress of, and he's going to talk about his, you know, his projects. Julie Whitman Klein from Healthkeepers Alliance is going to be there. You're going to be there. Camilla Reese is going to be there from electromagnetichealth.org. So all of these people from their various disciplines, experts in their fields, are going to speak their truths, words of wisdom, and we can all, like, take it in. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's inspiring. It really is. And I'm so glad that you're significantly helping out our good friend Diane Miller. You know, I mentioned her in terms of busting up old paradigms, making the impossible possible in terms of health freedom. Sometimes it's, you know, we have to look at the practical side of it. I don't pretend to be a lawyer, yet at the same time, there's that part of life that some people are really, they have a passion for, and they're good at it. And, you know, we want to support everybody's mission for being here. Like you said, there's a wide variety of folks that are going to be presenting at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. And I hope that if you haven't already made your plans to be there, come join us. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, Roseanne, you were just at the Autism One Conference. So I was talking about that with Dr. Batar early in the week. We were reminiscing a few years back when we were all together, and some extraordinary experiences there. And, you know, one of our friends, Brian Hooker, you connected with as well at this event. And, I haven't attended in a few years. I hope to be able to get back perhaps next year. But I'm always interested in where Brian's going, because he, you know, has had a unique experience with his own child being harmed by vaccines into the autism spectrum pretty severely. And his continual, let's say, tenacity help make manifest that film Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe. But he hasn't rested there. He's continued to dig and find out more things. And it's just, I don't even know where this is going.
Yeah, I went for the National Health Freedom Coalition for the first time. Normally I just went by my, you know, for myself, but I got to be there under that title. And one of the people I wanted to connect with definitely was Brian Hooker. And I sat right next to him at this preview of a film that he's in that's put on by the ANH, Alliance for Natural Health. Mm-hmm. They have this movie called Manufactured Crisis, HPV, Hype and Horror, and he's featured in it. So we saw the film. I got to give him a big hug. Mm-hmm. And then he spoke about his new pursuit, which is more continued FOIA requests that he's digging into in California. So there's more to come with Brian Hooker, and you know, I hope he'll be able to talk about it soon. But this film is available to anybody. They just go to the ANH website, and it's a YouTube video that is free now to everybody to watch.
Yes, the Alliance for Natural Health has done great work here, both in the United States and across the world in Europe as well. And to see this manufactured crisis, HPV hype and horror. We've covered a lot of, you talk about Hegelian dialectic, right? Manifesting in a vaccine, right?
Yeah.
They create this artificial reality. They say the human papillomavirus is the cause of cervical cancer. Now, they don't have any evidence to support it in reality, that it is a causative agent. It's an incidental, oh, we found fragments of genetic material. And then they, from there, create a new vaccine or expanded vaccine industry. Say, how do we expand the schedule? How do we get more vaccines on the schedule and make lots of money from it? Now, the end result, whether it's an integral part of the plan, I think at some levels it may be, but certainly not all levels, because they're the willing accomplices and dupes. We talk about people that are manipulated into believing that which is not necessarily real, but becomes reality because perception becomes reality. And they become active, you know, acolytes or you know, converted cultists, if you will, devotees, if you will, of the HPV vaccine. Oh my gosh, it's going to save the world. When in reality, it's causing great harm. And in fact, we've featured peer-reviewed literature, including scientists like Professor Duesberger, showed that the HPV itself not only doesn't cause this cancer, but based on this, the so-called facts that they have, it can't. So I don't know. I haven't seen the film yet, but what it uncovers is probably pretty stunning. And I'm glad that it, you know, more and more of the creative arts, and that is including film, documentary or otherwise, is revealing things that, you know, never before made it to the light of day.
Yeah, well, in the film I talk about, you know, the history, the background of the studies that actually created this vaccine and the flaws that were the fraudulent studies that were not disclosed to the public, where there is no true case control. There's no true placebo control, so that both groups were given the aluminum adjuvant so that they don't find the differences in adverse reactions. So now they're giving this to everybody. They're giving it to children who were never tested in the original study. They tested only adults and only women. They're giving it to 9-year-old girls and 9-year-old boys. So all of these people are at risk. A new study I just saw on Facebook the other day came out from Sweden. And Sweden is a neutral country. They have no stake in this. So they basically are showing what their findings were, which is that this vaccine is causing cervical cancer in women.
Yeah. Well, in cervical dysplasia in a more immediate way, we've heard the abnormal cells developing. We've heard of infertility. We've seen issues such as Guillain-Barré and paralysis and, you know, including death to the Gardasil and Cervarix vaccine. So it's not a mild issue that, you know, it shouldn't be front and center. But this is where we go, my gosh, you were outraged by the Roseanne Barr tweet? Really? You know, and this is going on? Perspective is in order. Now,
yes.
Now, for folks that want to reach out and consult with you, as a, you know, you're a naturopath, you help people to facilitate their own healing, right? You get it that you don't heal people. I don't heal people. We bring them to their own healing. This is something that you are doing. You know, you're up in Wisconsin, but people from all over the world can reach out to you.
Yeah, we can work via Skype or on the phone. I would just need a sample, you know, some DNA sample from them, hair, saliva or something. But we can definitely work on a plan to help people come back into balance. And that's really what it's all about. If we look to nature, nature thrives when it's in balance. And we are part of nature, so that's what we strive to do.
Well, coming back to nature once again, if we are to, how would we say, live differently, you know, I've been encouraging, you know, our mutual friend Liam Sheff, who's no longer with us physically, you know, talked so much about getting back into the garden and growing food. It's become a big part of my message as well. And I take it because I get so much enjoyment when I'm out in the garden. You know, we've talked off the air, and you could hear how you say, get back in the garden, Robert. You're like, yeah, you're right. I need to get out there again sometimes, because we cover stories. We deal with issues that can be somewhat agitating to our nervous system if we're not careful. And to dissipate that energy, we talk about, it's not even, a technique as much as it is an experience. You don't have to do much. It's not like you have to follow A, B, C necessarily this way and that. Well, you get out there and start doing it, stuff happens.
Yeah, we just have to reclaim our part in nature. You know, go be in it. Just commune with the plants and nurture them. Because when you're doing that, you're nurturing yourself. And, you know, especially as we become more disconnected by the 5G, you know, EMF rollout that's happening, it's going to wreak havoc on our bodies. It's so anti-nature and anti what our bodies need. It's another level of contrast and conflict for us. So we need to find ways to neutralize that. And being in nature is one of those ways.
How many times do people consult with you and you find out they're completely disconnected from the natural world in their lives, and they don't never even consider that might be a big part of their, dis-ease, so to speak?
Well, I think the people who come to me are starting to realize that already for themselves, so they wouldn't be here. And I have to constantly remind myself of the same thing, because, you know, the more we're plugged into these tools and these electronics, Facebook, for instance, I'm starting to feel like that is such an addictive tool that goes against nature and against who I am. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on Facebook, but, you know, it's a tool for gathering information about us. We don't need to be on that. We're feeding into the duality that they want to perpetuate. So we need to think about these things on a daily basis, all of us, and learn how to extract ourselves or withdraw consent.
Make a more conscious decision, including with the social networks, as long as it's supporting your mission. Perhaps you weigh it against those other things that are also very real, and then at a certain point you determine, nope, it no longer serves its purpose. You kind of move on. That's what we're going to do right now, just because we've run out of time, Roseanne. But it's so great to have you on board.
Great. Thank you for having me, Robert.
All right. Back to wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Roseanne Lindsay, and we'll see her at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress in about 10 days or so. And thanks again to Dr. Sunil Pai. And once again, it's super done. Hey, butt for brains. Yeah, you, I'm talking to you. Wait, no, that's not an insult. We'll get right into that in a moment. You're like, dude, Robert's really being mean to Super Don for making the show sound so good, right?
End of the show, and you're going to leave on that note, huh?
No, upcoming events first, and then we'll get to the butt for brains comment. Because it's humor, it's not, tongue-in-cheek sounds kind of gross when I just say that. So we'll hold off on that for a moment. You know, the treating cancer with cannabis event coming up this Sunday. We'll be live there in Detroit, looking forward to seeing all my friends there. And the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, as we mentioned, we just added a lecture, another CBD lecture, RSB, that's me, at the Health Basket in Mount Dora. That's June the 22nd. That's a Saturday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's an RSVP number. It's listed in the show notes. Also, the Cancer Prevention Convention, August the 19th in Detroit, back in Detroit area. And the Trinity Conference, we've also added, September 22nd to 23rd, Saturday, Sunday, back in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. So we'll be adding more to the calendar, so y'all keep checking back. Again, open the show notes. They're new 6 days a week. And scroll down until you see more upcoming RSB events. So, did I offend you, Super Don, with the butt for range comment?
No.
It's actually a compliment, right?
I'm not thin-skinned like...
You got a big old butt? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, you know, it's well, okay, let's get into the story here.
All right.
Listen, the headline is what got me, because I'm a kind of abuse and butthead kind of guy.
Yes.
So, you know, the headline says, your body has a second brain in your butt.
That's right. So when you're called a butthead, take it as a compliment. It's kind of like Udo Erasmus all those years ago when people say, well, and if they call me a fathead, I'm happy because, you know, my brain is filled with fat. It's a good thing. So what the context is, of course, is the second brain. We've talked about the gut brain, but now the butt brain. Further along the alimentary canal, it's there. It's a study published in the journal Neuroscience, and it says that the gastrointestinal tract contains millions of neurons which independently control muscle movement in the colon. So you don't have to think about your colon. Your butt's doing it for you.
Who knew, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. The colon is so, so intricate. And so they go on to say here that researchers discovered that mm-hmm. the neurons in the digestive system mm-hmm. fire in synchronized blasts.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
That like a
I've
fountain?
I've never known the blasts for my colon being right. synchronized. Maybe that's like a new sport in the Olympics or something.
Well,
synchronized colons.
Yeah, well, if you're like some that projectile, they'll propel waste out of the body at very rapid rates. Be careful. We don't want that to happen, but that can happen. And, they say this is the way the neurons in the brain fires. They send signals throughout the body, but of course it's all happening local. Now, I remember the story of the brain and, you know, the different organs arguing who is the most powerful, who is the most important. You know, at the end of the day, it was the colon. The colon says, look, good luck to you, my friends. I'm shutting down. I'm going on strike. You guys think you're so big and bad. Just you wait. And, of course, day by day by day, as the waste builds up, you're finding, like, the brain can't think. The heart's having trouble pumping. It's like, we bow down to you, but you are really you're the master control. If you don't let go of these toxins and these wastes, we're all in trouble. So I think it makes a lot of sense that there would be an intelligence in your butt.
In your butt. So your brain, the brain in your butt. So now you can actually walk up to a woman and say, man, you've got a huge brain, and not get in trouble, right?
Yes, you've got the smartest butt I've ever seen. And that's, again, don't slap me. No, that's not harassment. That's a good thing. That's a happy thing, I think. So anyway, help that along. Again, the things we talked about today should facilitate that recovery, because we did talk microbiome with Dr. Sunil Pai, and I encourage you to check the show notes out, get his book, and learn more about the options in Ayurveda and, of course, homeopathy to heal that system. And with Roseanne Lindsay's takeaway message, not only about going beyond the Hegelian dialectic, but going back to nature, learning from nature. And, of course, if your butt is part of nature, you can learn from your butt.
If your butt is part of nature. Okay.
Yeah. Is it? I don't know. That's not natural. Wait, no, it is. That is natural.
I've got nothing.
Unless you've got concrete implants, then no, it's not natural. Don't do that, folks. All right, that's it. On an end note such as that, I think we've got nowhere else to go. But up, of course, to Detroit. To Detroit. And that was another analogy. No, that was a pun. Yeah. All right, folks. That's it. I got to go. The phone's ringing. We're going to Detroit. We'll see y'all there. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate youth. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.